Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why.
Hello, friends.
Hello, and welcome to the last episode of the Acronym Podcast. My name's Ethan Zeller.
Last episode so far. You know,
no, this is not coming back.
Oh, it might.
No, it's okay, so this is the last episode. Trenton, oh yeah, there's I'm
you don't joined know how to host by my people.
Yeah, I'm bad at hosting podcasts. That's why this one's ending. I'm joined by my two lovely co-hosts, Trenton Goodson and
Hi.
Dustin I.
How's he going?
And
we've got a
what's the acronym? Give it to me this week, real quick. Just
hold on. You're not even going to acknowledge all of our friends.
Our what?
Our friends. Our fucking ridiculous idiots. Everyone nearly died Sunday.
We're all gonna die. It's gonna happen.
Hopefully.
All right. So I'm. We're also joined this week by.
We have a couple of people.
Our cop buddy. Can we say that? We've done that before. Yeah. Well, I just won't say that.
I don't
our
think
cop,
I'm not, yeah.
Our cop buddy Eli. We won't say your last
officer
name. Officer.
Okay? We love Eli.
You.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gary Buster Holmes.
Waylon's dad, who's been on before.
Uh-huh.
And Saucy Sampson, our attorney.
At law LLC.
Yeah, you guys both like say talk in the mic and say your name so everyone can hear and get used to your voice.
Should I say what department Eli works for?
No.
Waylon's dead.
This is Grom.
Grom.
That's what it is, yeah.
Is that what you want to be today?
I don't care. We can do that or you can do just my name. It doesn't matter.
If he drops it, I'll represent you, man.
Sorry for the shitty audio quality. Nobody realizes how small this room really is until you fit fucking six people into
Honestly,
here.
Honestly, we fit okay. I feel like it's going to get hot real quick.
Yeah, though. Yeah. We should have done this in the wintertime. We should have kept the podcast going until February.
All right, so it was friends, and that was fucking ridiculous idiots. Everyone dies Sunday.
Everyone nearly died Sunday.
Nearly. I forgot the end. I made it fiends. Or no, I didn't. Fritz. I made it feeds.
Fritz. We have quite a packed show with all these guys in here. I mean, what? Waylon's dad's leaving in
8 minutes.
He had a hard out. And we didn't respect his time limit today.
Who was late?
Me.
Trent.
But Trent, why were you late?
Because I had to get a cake. I got a cake for us. It says acronym. Fuck us.
I just want
does
to say
it say
that,
fuck us?
Yeah, it does at the bottom.
Some cake.
I got some jiggly cake.
Yeah.
That's some
cake, buddy.
Do you want to get right into the two of those together?
Dude, let's hit everything. Hit us with the theme song. I got something for us.
That one?
Yeah, okay. Hit us with it. Everybody at the same time.
Don't you know that craft beer makes me? Don't you know
that
craft beer makes me?
Yeah,
I'll do this one then.
Open it. Ooh. There you go. Trent tries to time it out perfectly every single time, and
he never does it.
He never does. The very first time,
it was perfect.
Yeah,
I'm chasing the high. I'll never get again.
Oh, right.
What are you drinking?
Well, thanks.
Yeah, Trent, you want to explain?
Also, we had a couple different.
This wasn't craft beer craze.
This was craft beer case.
By the way, you sound awesome over there. Like, you really do sound really
good. Yeah, they sound perfect.
Oh, maybe you should.
You want to turn your gain up?
What's his on?
Oh, I don't know. You probably can see it easier than I can. I like the lemon a lot better than the peach. Just like,
hey, hold on. I'm going to just say what we're doing.
We're drinking Goose Island Beer Company beer. This is 312 Peach. It's a wheat ale with peaches and natural flavor.
Grom is putting a thumbs down.
All right, hold on one second.
To the peach.
Oh, there
the
we
peaches.
Go.
Yes.
That sounds good. Yeah.
There we go.
Peach is straight ass.
Maybe is that what the arch is looks like an ass?
Probably so, yeah.
It does taste like kind of like a fake peach, huh? It's like not...
Goose Island.
The only peach I want to know is Princess Peach and me spanking her ass. That's as far as I want to go.
Princess Two-timing Peach her with Rosalina. Peach.
I was wondering why you were on your VR for so long.
All right, so it's Goose Island, peach, and what was the other one?
Lemonade Shandy.
Nice. And then regular wheat.
Oh, now, you have three?
Oh, yeah, shit, there's a third one?
Yeah.
Oh, did we get a third one?
Yeah.
Oh, is that third
one? No, this is the lemonade one.
Oh, well, fuck me right in the ass.
So peach,
Trenton,
lemonade.
I don't have enough.
Oh, you don't?
No. So it's weird. The pack is like, instead of 4, 4, and 4, it's 3, 3, and 6.
Someone want to pass me over that wheat?
Which one got six, Peach?
We both got
lemon. No, regular wheat.
So we only got one wheat to share with fucking six people in the room?
Here you go.
All right. So I have Dustin. I have Trenton. I have Grum. The saucy Samson, and I have Wayland's dad.
Oh, the wheat one's bad. I'm scared of this one.
Okay, can we put a little professionalism into this, and let's just go down the list?
This is how we usually do it. Okay. So the peach.
Oh, sorry, buddy.
The peach. Did you like it? Did you try it at all? Did everyone try it?
I think everyone's just drinking.
We're all just drinking.
It's alcohol.
Hey, it's okay. Why didn't we cheers? What the fuck? It's too late. I'm not doing. No, I'm not cheers.
Why don't we cheers? Why don't I bring this up and then we're not cheers?
Just so you know, I have an active cold sore right now.
Is it monkeypox?
Hey, everyone but Dustin cheers.
Yeah, everyone but me.
No, three, I need to do it. Gotta have that extra.
Here we go. Three cheers for acronym. Hip hip.
Hooray. Hooray. Oh, I know
that. All right, thank you.
Hip, hip,
Dustin's gay. All right, so Peach, yes or no?
Yes or no? No, when you say Peach, you mean Princess Peach or do you mean the can?
Right now I mean Princess Peach.
Oh, okay. What am I yesing knowing to? Am I saying would I recommend this to somebody?
Hot or not?
Oh, absolutely not.
Not?
You got to fuck one, marry one, kill one. Go.
Peach is trash.
Okay, so beer. Let's start with Dustin. Yes or no?
Oh, okay. Now the Peach one?
Yes, Peach.
I would say... fucking 1 out of 10 bad. I would never drink that again.
All right, Trent.
What, Peach?
It's got something weird going on.
I would argue very differently that it's not that good.
Hey guys, what? Everybody, jeez, take a look.
Well, we only have Wayland's dad. I was gonna take a picture earlier, but we only have him for a little bit. So, okay, thanks, buddy.
So,
Ashley, you don't want to say anything?
No.
Trent, yes or no?
That's a no.
No? Okay. Grump.
I'm out, dog.
Yes or no on Peach? No? Okay. Why'd you get terrible beer?
Because I got it from our local Walmart.
Okay, okay. Samson?
Oh, Walmart.
Do I get to pregame first?
Have you been?
No.
Okay, then.
It's a no.
Then Wayland's dad. Do you hate Peach?
I think even if you're pregame.
You love it?
Oh, my. You like the peach?
I love it.
You sick fuck.
You know what? Hey, I think it's time that we just actually, like,
this is why Dalton was there on the podcast.
Hey. God damn it.
I was on 2 episodes. Thank you.
This is your third episode.
Damn. Wayland's dad.
Your third timer.
We got to actually introduce him.
You're putting the curtain back?
His name is Dalton. You should go back.
I thought you were going to say someone else.
No. When you edit this, I want you to go back
and put Eli's
voice in front of mine when I say it.
So you want him to say Dalton?
Yeah.
Well, Eli, go ahead and say Dalton in the mic right now.
Dalton.
Okay, I'll cut that in later and put that in there.
All right. Lemonade.
I didn't get to try it.
You didn't get to try it.
Open one. I don't want to say... do you want to start with Trigger?
There's a lemonade here, but you got it.
Ooh, that's nice. Sure.
That is good. That one's good.
What's this one?
Are you fucking stupid? I want to ask you something. What the fuck?
I like that.
He doesn't like the lemon.
That's a thumbs up from me.
Did you like the lemon?
That's very nice. That's very nice.
You know what that is? A summertime drink.
Dustin, you like it?
I love it.
Ooh, what is
this?
It?
Is the summer of shandies?
I would say
like Mike's hard or anything.
Wait, so we're doing it.
It makes
you
Mike
say
hard.
How we ruined?
Yes or no?
Scores. Yes. I'm giving a score.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I got you. If it's less than a 5,
no. Give the time,
the time
he doesn't want me to do a score, I was doing scores, and the times he wants me to do them, I wasn't doing.
Hey,
what
give
the
it
fuck?
A, give
I
it a, it
I keep it simple for the you know,
people who aren't here.
Give it a 4:59 p.m. and a 5:00 p.m. I gotta leave out of 10.
Okay,
I'll stay late.
Oh my god!
I figured. Okay.
That's why I didn't want him to come because I knew he was going to get in trouble.
Yes.
He's going to get in trouble.
Samson.
Oh yeah, dude, I'm bricked up.
He's going to get in trouble.
And Wayland's dad.
You better
like
take
that
a couple of these.
Okay, one. It's an 8. Any more than one, less than 5.
Oh, you're saying multiple?
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Yes.
I didn't understand that.
It's too sweet. It's way too sweet. If one is good, multiple.
If you get handed this at a swimming pool, you're drinking it.
I'll drink one, yes, and enjoy it. But any more than
one. I understand now.
Now, what if you get handed to it by Trent without a shirt on?
What would you give it a number out of 10?
Multiple or one?
Multiple.
5.
That's
still pretty high.
Too sweet. If you got a case of it, you would drink one, mm-hmm. and you'd be like, okay, that was good, but I don't want any more.
All right, and the wheat one that there's 5 billion of them on the table.
I don't think anybody liked the wheat one. Did anybody?
It's okay.
I didn't
mind
it.
It's really? Really not bad. Okay, that's cool. Like, okay.
Samson, yes?
Yeah, I definitely have another one.
Really? Okay, cool.
Grum?
I wasn't a wheat guy.
No. Ford? Dustin, no.
No, on the wheat?
Not
no.
You fucked up?
Trenton?
Well, you got to drink them all.
Well, we got like 30 yes no. of them.
We open. Have to drink these all by the end of the episode.
Oh, shit, dude.
No, it's a requirement.
Or, Trent, what we and you could do is just we keep going, and then Zeller has to sit here and watch us until we drink. We have to finish off all the case. They all get
it's
to
like
leave.
Like 6 hours from now.
That's a punishment for us having to do the podcast. Is that, well, you have to get drunk.
Waylon's dead. What do you give it? The wheat one?
Six and a half.
So that's a yes?
Yes.
Hey, hold on. 6.5.
And Trenton.
Let's see if it changes. Hold on.
Okay.
Dalton?
Yes.
What about now?
Bricked up 6.5.
Okay. For full clarification, Trenton just touched Dalton's inner thigh.
So is that like a legitimate 6.5, or is that like a dick measurement 6.5? So it's actually
like
a 3.
That's not like a yay. That's
so
like
you're
a,
saying their lemonade's good, and that's about it.
I'm pretty sure if we put all our dicks on the table, we couldn't get the 6 inches. There's no way.
There's 6 of us though.
1 inch of
pizza. Exactly.
I get bigger when I'm floppy, man.
What?
So when you cut never that. Mind. We can't.
Why would I cut
you can't
that?
Have this conversation. So you're saying, under the circumstances, you get smaller?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Hey, Pixar didn't happen. We got to have Ashley come back in here with all our thoughts on the table.
That old guy could imagine that. Oh, no.
Can you try to get, how would you try to convince her to do that?
She would do it. She would do it, 100%. I know she would. She would just be like, why did you make me do that?
She's like, I've never been more disappointed in life than I am right now.
Did she watch Jackass 4 with us?
Dude.
Did she enjoy it?
I shouldn't even be saying this, but like, she's a pervert too. It's not like women, all Whoa. Your wives have had sex before. You know that, right? Like, all these women what? Have sex.
I guess I'm getting a divorce.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me Trenton's shocked? You telling me that his
Trenton's
fiance has sex?
Yeah, Trenton's, I forgot, he's waiting until marriage. So
he
like,
was into foot stuff?
Like, oh, Bob that's, Odenkirk. That's... Like, or like, Trenton, wait. I've been watching Pulp Fiction while playing Fortnite. So, like, what kind of person do you think I am?
You sound like a fucking sociopath.
Yeah, I guess
I'm
so.
I'm playing Fortnite, but I'm like, it's in my periphery. Mm-hmm. One of the best movies ever made.
Yeah, they're talking about Royale with cheese, and I'm there being like,
you're like, I'm gonna try to get a victory Royale one, with cheese.
Not the best movie ever made.
Huh?
Not the best movie ever.
One
made.
Of the.
You're gonna no.
fight with Trenton about movies? No.
What's... Okay.
Tremors, man.
Oh, you're going to make... Oh, my...
Did I'm you a, see him get serious for a second?
I did I've not drink see Tremors.
I've got to drink the rest of this beer.
No, I love
Kevin
Tremors.
Bacon's a literal god.
Hey, here's the thing. That girl in her panties, that was one of my sexual awakenings, no joke, in Tremors.
Just like Boma
in her
panties?
How many of them did you have?
I had a lot.
So you're telling me, like, she's about to get eaten. She's
it's like a dream within a dream.
Hung up on barbed wire, getting like, dragged, and just bricked up over the, like, yeah, oh, yeah, Dustin. Bitch. Which I'm gonna do that.
Oh, bricked up.
Speaking of dreams.
Dustin.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Oh, speaking of dreams.
Oh, my we God. Got what a segue.
We got them. So before they get hot, try them out.
And we have 3 more hot ones.
So this is Coca-Cola Dreamland. Dreamland is that's what it says on there, right?
Before you drink it, sniff it and tell me what you guys think.
Oh yeah, can I sniff someone's?
Oh, it smells like bubblegum to me.
Yes, yeah. It smells very fruity.
This smells like the zebra fruit gum.
It almost kind of smells
the purple
like Starburst.
Bubble bath my grandma used to buy.
What? It probably tastes like it too.
Does anybody know?
It does taste like it. This
smells
is
like
awful.
Starburst.
I can see.
So are you telling me it tastes like the Airheads bubble bath that you
have? Probably.
I just want to bring something up real quick.
Mm-hmm.
The two drinks that, out of all the drinks that we've had so far, everybody's tried it. Except for one fucking person.
Yep.
Don't try anything. Give him some ketchup and mustard.
I'll do it. I'll do it right here.
That was funny. Trent, did you hear Zettler say that last week?
Yeah.
He's like, I'll drink anything.
That
I'll drink
wasn't
ketchup.
The point.
He's
the
like,
point,
go get some ketchup
know.
And mustard.
The point was,
what
take
everybody
anything,
eats on their burger. I know, I know.
Take anything. Put it together. It could be repulsive. I'll still try it. That
I
was
like
the
ketchup
point.
And mustard mixed
and
together.
I understood that that's as far as I got before I got interrupted, but...
Oh,
and
okay,
it immediately went to, well, everyone does that.
Yeah.
Well, of course they do.
You should have said ketchup, mustard, and a little cum or something, like something outlandish, like something crazy.
You, I should have, you're right. That was my bad.
Yeah, I'll try bull cum.
Once... Bonnie's.
All right, we're going to have a bonus. We're going to have one more bonus episode. It's just going to be a video.
Eli.
I said, okay, Pontius.
Oh, thank you.
He gets in the mic and talks quieter.
I said, okay, Pontius.
Dude, I would... Hey, Eli, do you want to like play penis ping pong with me?
Yes.
Yes.
Penis pong.
Mm-hmm.
Right now.
If you can find that device, I will do it with you.
Device? Sure it's, just it's two pieces of...
It's plexiglass with screws.
Yeah.
Okay, if you can make that device, I'll do it with you.
Are you screwing that into your dick, though? Like, how does that...
No, you just bolt them together.
It's on the outside of your dick.
Yeah, it's like on...
Well, clearly, I wouldn't think it's on the inside.
Wait, didn't you watch it?
Watch what?
Jackass?
Oh.
No.
Or four?
Dude, the last one I seen was like 2.5.
Well, it's just like the... You have some homework.
Just like the penis, yeah.
Did you watch 4.5?
Not yet.
That's where I saw it from, because I didn't watch 4. Yeah, watch 4.
That's okay, that's how big I am.
They pull it apart.
Yeah, when they're like,
ah! It goes down to... He goes down when he gets up. All right. The Coke. Yeah, that's right. The Coke. I need a number.
And I would... Let me get one more.
I give it a 9 out of 11.
You need to stop.
You've had one beer and you're already getting political, Trent.
I got two different scales for it.
All right.
As a soda... Like a 1.5.
It's a very
okay.
Bad as a bubble bath flavor. Okay. Oh, dude, we're like straight up 9.
Can I just copy his? Because that's really good. I'm the same exact way.
So
as a soda 1, as a bubble bath.
I give it a bubble bath. Wait, I give it soda out of bubble bath.
Dude, it tastes the way a bubble bath smells. Yes.
It does.
Okay, so it's you give really it a 1.5. Dustin, what do you give it?
One and a half. Yeah, I'll do 1.5.
Okay,
that's what'll work.
1.5. Okay, disappointment out of 10?
I give it 129% of my added sugars
for the year, for day.
My day.
Grom, what do you give it?
I give it a 5.
Really? And you're not a soda drinker, though.
No, I'm
What's a normal Coke to you?
A normal Coke?
Yeah.
A normal Coke is like a 2.
So this is better than normal
Just
Coke.
Original Coke, I don't like at all.
When's the last time you had a soda?
All right. Waylon's dead.
What do you drink?
A few weeks ago.
Absolutely.
Oh, I don't drink soda that much. It hurts my stomach.
You're like, I drink nothing but coconut oil.
Coconut oil?
No. I'll have a soda every once in a while, but for the most part, it hurts my stomach and I don't drink it that
Disappointment
often.
Disappointment out of 10?
I think it was like a 1.
Okay.
Would you have a soda?
Nice. Okay.
Yes.
So,
I'm starting to get a little tips, man.
What
did this taste like?
Neither have I.
What are the flavors?
I would say this tastes like if you took an entire like bag of Skittles and liquefied it.
So the taste was so marshmallow was watermelon and strawberry.
He's just saying like
Dreamland is Skittles,
which is fruit, right? Actually, Skittles is most a lot of lemon, right?
But yeah.
Yeah. Isn't Skittles a lot of lemon flavor?
It is.
You got lemon and then lime, grape, orange.
But I'm not the only one that thinks that, right?
Okay, so it's just fruit. Like
each one's a different fruit.
Okay. Don't they all taste the same, but they're just colored, scented different? Wasn't that
they all have different
flavors?
Flavors, I
thought. I've seen them both ways, because like I think some of the packs tell you what the flavors are.
And others don't.
But, yeah.
Huh.
Did you guys have a nice conversation over there by yourself?
Yeah, you guys. Yeah. Dustin's gonna have such a hard time editing this. Out. Yeah,
I'm not editing. Editing anything.
Don't
out.
Edit
I'm sorry.
Nothing.
Yeah,
Dustin.
Yeah,
the girl from Shimmer's in her underwear, or
okay,
hear me out.
Uh huh.
Goku's baby penis. Which one?
All right, so now we're talking about underage penis. Mm-hmm,
yeah. It's an anime. It's fine.
Wait, is it covered up with the what's that?
New
cloud.
A Nimbus?
Nimbus cloud.
No, see it. You see him hanging brains in the anime.
Hanging brains?
Yes. No, it literally looks like...
Like a mini hot dog.
No, it's like one line. It's just...
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Well, with all of it, it's been put in front of me.
It's just,
I'm going to take Goku's little wiener.
Here. Okay, fair.
That's what it looks like.
What are you pointing at, Eli?
There's a little wiener in here. There's a little wiener in here.
Two thumbs down.
Two thumbs down to what?
I'm going
to
give those titties...
Everything about this?
Four thumbs down!
All right, Trenton, do you think you can handle cutting cake and serving it?
Just watch me fail.
Why don't we all just put our fingers in it?
Oh my god, I'm so sorry for the listener had to listen through all the fucking clinging.
Yeah, he told me to have etiquette.
Etiquette?
Yeah.
Etiquette?
And keep in mind, we brought no topics. Far? We brought nothing to talk about. We just got our buddies in a room.
We did bring something to talk about. Zeller, I want you to take a look at this.
He wants to take a leak.
Are you shopping on Walmart?
I was.
for razors.
I know a couple of our guests have Harry. Something to say. I
want to have a big, long thank you list of all the people who've helped us. That one needs to be done. It can be done till the end, though.
And I wanted to cover the Coke in the episode sometime.
I have some facts here. Oh, in lieu of food facts, okay. I have facts here about some of our guests.
Aww. Uh-oh.
Just see what you can discern from this.
Did you just cut an entire line?
Did I?
That is... that.
Here, turn. You take down. I don't know how to cut a cake.
So I have some screenshots here, it looks like.
You've never... Oh, no.
So am I going to name stuff off when we figure out who it is?
Hey, make a game out of it, sure.
All right.
BRB.
Dustin, who am I talking about? Are you leaving?
No.
No? All right, Dustin, who am I talking about? He went to Fuck Potosi. Him. I really shouldn't say that.
Who fucking cares?
We're talking about you. You of all people. You know what?
My bad.
Yeah.
He went to Bleep. He went to Bleep High.
Bleep High. My God, Trent is fucking that kick up, man.
His birthday's February 17th.
Okay, I know who it is.
I can't name the rest of this shit. And he's in a relationship with the name I'm not going
to
say.
Was that one of the things you were supposed to say?
What the fuck? This is the worst. I can't say any of this.
Scroll to the next picture, buddy.
Oh, he checked in at...
I still can't say any of this.
Say it. I want to know.
Place in Missouri.
Okay. Why did you just say these?
Because I'm cutting cake.
Oh, he likes Amsol Inc. He likes AR-500 armor.
Okay.
I don't know what any of this is.
I don't know what that is either.
And he likes AmericanMuscle.com.
I'm going to say is Griggs.
It's definitely...
Fuck, now I shouldn't have said that. Now I got to cut that.
It's Grum.
Yeah, it's Grum, yeah.
All right, hold on.
He wants a piece of fucking icing cake.
We'll pass this one over.
So this one also went to the high.
Yeah, I know his birthday.
Went to blank high.
Yeah, went P. Just say P high.
I think a lot of these people might have went to P high.
Would it be crazy
to
assume?
He's in a relationship.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Likes St. Louis Blues.
Okay.
Team Valor sucks.
Okay, I know who it is.
Everything STL Sports. Ooh, movies. He likes Star Wars.
No, he doesn't.
Star Wars, the original trilogy. Star Wars Fanatics.
I got this one.
He likes No Limit Nutrition.
Okay, uh-huh.
He likes the Enterprise Center. For whatever reason.
Wait, can I have a fork?
Oh, TV shows. Walking Dead.
Oh, God.
Fear the Walking Dead.
Lame.
Naruto Shippuden quotes. That's apparently that's a TV show.
Naruto Shippuden.
Shippuden.
You're right.
Shippuden.
I like Shippuden. All right. So can you tell me who... Wait. Apps and games. Bungie. PlayStation Europe. Naughty Dog. Who is that?
Did you say that? Fucking...
You give me a piece say of his cake, name, but would I you? Don't have a fork.
Waylon's dad.
There you go.
Have the host
get one. Hey, what the fuck? You're not supposed to have a fork. You're supposed to have this shit. I was told to give you...
Me? Oh,
yeah,
shit.
I was told to give you this. Here. You're not allowed to use a fork.
Aw. That'd be hard as fuck.
I was told by your wife, so...
Your wife?
All right. What kind of... I wish you would have done this instead.
Well, then give it to me. Get him a piece of cake and give it to me.
Okay.
All right, so it works at test subjects at Aperture Science. Former research at Umbrella Corporation.
Whoa!
Went to P-High.
Went to P-High.
Lives at the street with my house on it. Duh.
You can say
there's
my
a phone number here.
Say it. I dare you.
Oh, this person's not on here.
He's not on this podcast. I thought he was going to be.
Oh,
it's Papa Harry.
That was our engineer.
Our engineer.
Okay,
Harrison.
Don't say his phone number. Jesus Christ.
So,
he was going to make it. He had a magic tournament today. I wanted him to come.
I literally just pulled like a foot long hair out of my throat. That was your wife's.
Really?
Yeah.
No, it was probably Trenton's.
It was Trenton's.
You're welcome.
Dude, like, I felt that down here.
Huh?
I felt that hair all the way down.
He felt
here.
In his lungs.
You're welcome. That's gross.
That's what my. Never mind.
Okay, let's see. Is that it? Oh, shopping list. Fruit peeler, agave, pickles, celery, ginger beer, Worcestershire sauce, horseradish sauce?
Yes.
What's horseradish sauce?
Horseradish.
It's horseradish sauce.
Yeah.
Horseradish sauce.
I love the idea of, like, we had some horrible episodes, but this really takes the cake.
What are you talking about? Hey, guys, there's one more person we're forgetting about.
Okay, so...
He works at aircraft mechanic at Trans State Airlines.
Why didn't you just fucking tell everybody everyone's personal shit?
I haven't worked there in years, man.
It's since 2019 to present.
Well, then you don't know where he works at.
Yeah, I guess not.
He's he went to P-High.
Trenton, say where you work.
You can't say any of this stuff. Like,
he's without. Interested in Trenton, women.
Tell him where, tell everyone where he's interested in.
In women? It says interested in women. He's in a relationship.
Yeah, we told him congratulations for something recently.
Hey, Trenton. Thanks for the cake, by the way.
Yeah, man.
Hey, yeah, no problem. Check-ins. He's been to, he went to Carlisle Lake in Carlisle, Illinois in 2020. He likes the acronym podcast.
Wow.
Does this guy have...
By the way, he was the only one that liked the podcast.
Yeah, I think he's, Ashley's mom did too.
Well, he's also following people who sort of look like Adam Sandler, but aren't Adam Sandler.
Yes,
dude. You guys need to follow that page.
I did. It's so good, man.
Oh, fuck.
That is a funny-ass page. Because it'd be like a kid in a swing set, and it's like, that kid does kind of look like Adam Sandler.
Dude, every time I scroll to a new post, it's like, oh shit, that's Adam Sandler. Fuck, no, it's not.
All right, so real quick, while we're finishing up eating, Samson, you had something you wanted to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, if...
Are you going to play some sad music?
I don't have sad music.
Oh, shit.
Here we go.
So,
all around me are familiar
due to the acronym podcast faces. Downfall, Saucy Samson Attorney at Law, LLC, is coming to an end.
Oh, man.
The acronym pod was my only client. I have no one else to represent. And my side business, where the saucy part comes from, my knockoff SpaghettiOs factory is also going under. So if anyone needs any kind of representation or knockoff SpaghettiOs, hit me up.
What about your, what do you call that? Like your, not your waitress, like your, what's the, your account or like your
secretary?
My secretary. Yeah. I had to let her go that last episode.
What? That's horrible.
Yeah.
He had to let Francesca go.
Damn it.
And if you guys need to reach me, the phone number is 762-943-827-77794.
Okay.
I believe that's a few too many numbers.
No. That's the right number. I've called
it. I was wondering if that meant something in like a, you know, code.
All right.
Maybe it does.
So I was sexually assaulted by a minor 49er. Actually, minor 69er.
I thought the minor 49er is the guy from Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
Yeah, can you represent me in that?
So you got sexually assaulted by a Scooby-Doo villain?
Uh-huh.
Well, then it wasn't assault. You would have wanted that. That's awesome.
Well, huh? Well, yeah.
What?
Dustin
wants sexual assault.
By a Scooby-Doo character?
If I was a cop who graduated from P-High, I might want to do that.
So I already represented you once, and you kind of, you know, put me out on the streets with no forewarning, so I don't know if I want to represent you again, man.
He locked the doors.
Hey, let me ask you something. What's your alternative?
Well, that's failing, too. Knock off SpaghettiOs, man.
Wow.
Can you imagine if your lawyer just went up and is like, like, hey, I want to make sure that you've eaten before the trial, okay?
Uh-huh.
Before the hearing.
Full belly.
Here's some knockoff SpaghettiOs.
Yeah, SpaghettiOs.
Wouldn't they just flatten out and make a line?
That's why we're failing, man.
It's uncooked spaghetti. Like, it's just hard spaghetti noodles that are shaped in yeast.
It's just angel hair pasta. He just took
it and gave it. The development team was not up to par on that one.
Oh.
I am the development team.
I can imagine you making the spaghetti use, like, just buying angel hair and then, like, just getting the middle wet and folding it.
That's see, I said I got rid of the receptionist. She left because of that.
That's a bummer. That's really sad.
You're like, also because I tried to put the moves on her, but...
I mean, when you force feed someone 6 gallons of SpaghettiOs a day.
Jesus Christ.
Payment.
So, what, are you sure that she left and she's not, like, dead on the side of the road somewhere?
When she left, the door was no longer my problem.
And you know that because you are a lawyer.
Yeah, he legally knows that.
Yeah, she signed a legal document about that, man.
And why did we hire you? I don't remember. What was the situation? Why did we hire you?
Yeah, what
probably your shitty attitude, man. Do you not remember? Not remember you hating on everyone, especially Waylon's dad.
Well, here's what's interesting.
He
you
also
know?
Deserves it.
Well, that is true. Everyone deserves what they get. But specifically with Waylon's dad, you and you two and Eli, you guys listen to the podcast. So I have to give credit where. What do you call that?
Credit is due.
Yeah, give credit where credit is due. Is that easy?
I mean, I did almost drop the acronym podcast a few months back because you're out there ideals, man.
Which one?
See, that I can't answer that. There's too many.
I plead the fifth.
Oh, damn.
Zeller's getting pissed off.
I'm getting misophonia. He's like, just from Trenton, because every time he opens his mouth, I hear it.
He's just looking at me, and he's going,
"You're smacking." I was like, it's so loud, though. Like, it's never that loud. And then I looked over him. I can't hear anybody
else's
mouth.
It's like in the back of my throat. Like, I can't. I physically can't help it.
Oh, I know. I know.
Why don't you drink a soda, Zeller?
Me? No, I won't.
Why don't you drink a beer, Zeller?
Oh, that? Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah.
It was sweet to hear.
No, I'm not going
to
fucking do it. I have to stop drinking tea too. I got some issues.
A bunch.
He's passed them already, but yeah. He's passed them, but
I passed the issues. No, wait. I've passed the issues.
You passed the issues.
That thing ought to be wallered out by now.
It's like a fucking fire hose, man.
Dude. How's it look when you piss?
Does it just
dump? It goes in like 10 different directions.
There's no stream. It's just all just
it just falls out.
You just see this and go right over the toilet and go.
He's got like a cork in there now.
Yeah, you just uncork it, it falls out.
Yeah.
You put it back in.
You unstone it and put stone back in.
No, you know them like the chip clips that clamp cork on either side? Mm. You just roll it up and clamp it with a chip clip.
I don't like the visual of that one.
Foreskin? Is that what you're talking about? Pull the foreskin.
I mean, I don't know about that, man.
I'm not Jewish.
I'm not either, but I can still do it. Get a little enough one.
Hey, what was that?
Yeah, you don't even know talking
about
it.
What was that, Waylon said?
What?
What did you say?
I didn't say anything.
Yeah, where's that proper etiquette you had earlier?
Out the door.
You're over there burping like a freaking hog.
I'm not doing it in the mic.
All right, what else do we have? Do we have anything? Eli, you brought something.
I brought a game, yes.
Okay. You're going to host it?
I'll host it, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
You're good.
You want to play music in the background?
Yeah. What do you want?
Give us the split in the bill. Like, not the theme, but, you know, the Sonic.
So, how are we splitting the bill?
What's a Bill Boys?
No, what is Bill Boys? I mean, I like it, but...
This one did turn out pretty good, I feel like.
What? Is this a true or false?
Hey, you want to pull
a
curtain
back? No, this is a guessing game.
What?
I got one for that. Hold on.
There you go.
Okay, this is good. This will match. Okay, so the way the game works is...
This one will go off, though. I'll worry about it then.
You're going to guess the movie. I'm going to give you a brief description of the movie, Pulp but Fiction. It's going to... Yes, you lost.
Trin's already lost.
I'm going to give you a brief description of the movie, but it's going to be very terrible. It's going to be a very terrible description of this movie.
So it lives up to the podcast.
Sure. It's just going to be like listening to Dustin talk.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Dustin's getting hot. So, you're sweating. You're
sweating over
it.
There.
I hear you sweating.
I hear the sweat. If I can hear Trent open his mouth, I can hear you sweat.
So do you guys want to do teams now that...
Let's just go
free-for-all. Or do you guys want to do a free-for-all?
I think we should go by whoever we're not sitting by. I think that would make the most sense.
Okay.
I think free-for-all would work best.
Yeah, okay. Free-for-all.
So we're going to go around the room.
Say your name.
Everybody will get... One question apiece.
Okay.
You'll get one question, and I will either tell you, hey, that'll give it away too easily, and I'll have you go again.
Jesus.
And then the next guy will go.
Okay.
At the end of it, everybody will guess. You know, you write down a piece of paper, whatever you want to do.
Okay.
We'll
do Scout's Honor.
Eli. Scout's Honor.
I remember my first podcast.
Oh, dude.
And this is it.
Oh, my God.
It clearly wasn't that long ago.
His first podcast.
Your pasta, huh?
What's going on with Dustin over there?
He's ready to go? Sweating like a mother.
Get the corner over
there.
He's hot.
I don't see it.
He looks like a miserable little kid over there.
Yeah, I am.
Okay, so this is just an example of one, okay? So this one does not count for points or anything.
Okay.
The... Description is, a man must find his former co-worker to remember the business secrets to save the company.
So I don't think we're going to have to worry about talking over each other here, because no one knows it.
I think you guys should work together.
Okay.
Because I don't
think... Dustin's kind of out of this one, because I had talked... This was one I used as an example when I told him about this one. Yeah, okay. So he knows...
He was trying to explain the game to me so I can understand.
Okay, work together.
Well, I would
fine.
Say work together.
All right.
Wait.
Coworker. What? Business.
Do you need me to
Yeah.
Okay, right. Go ahead.
Please repeat.
A man must find his former coworker to remember the business secrets to save the company. Now, just remember, these are purposefully misleading
sounds
words.
Like SpongeBob or something.
Huh?
Weekend at Bernie's?
No.
This is, it's really tough.
Office Space?
Good Burger.
No.
Can we just guess? Can we just keep guess?
Name every movie you've ever seen.
Well, ask questions about it. Like,
well, I didn't year. Know we were allowed to do that.
Can you give me a year? Give me a decade. Give me a decade.
Late 90s. Early 2000s.
Okay.
Titanic.
I appreciate you spitting all over me.
Is the lead white?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, that really narrows
one
it down.
One of them is.
Okay. Okay, that helps.
Zeller, you like
wait,
this movie?
Wait, Bad Boys?
I like
there
this
are two
movie.
Main leads.
Men in Black.
Men in Black 2!
That is correct.
Holy shit!
I like that, this movie. No, I don't like Men in Black.
You don't like Men in Black?
I mean, it's okay.
Good
Samson,
job, Samson.
Samson will get that
good
point, too, because
job.
Men, I mean, I don't know. I guess not.
I like how you thought of, like, you're like, what's an interracial buddy cop duo?
That's exactly what I was thinking, man.
All right. Next one?
Okay, this one... Maybe easy, maybe kind of difficult. It's a very brief fucking one. A group of kids in search of a rock.
Romancing the Sorcerer's Stone.
That is correct.
Damn.
Wait, Romancing the Stone or Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone?
Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone is correct.
Fuck!
Philosopher's Stone. Or what is it? What is the other one? Is it, wasn't there another? Like,
I don't know. Don't,
there was another Harry Potter.
I don't know the Harry Potters.
There was a lot of them.
Harry Potter.
We actually talked about this really early in the podcast, and Dustin said he might eventually watch them. Have you got to that
you
yet?
You haven't watched Harry Potter?
Nope.
Hey, don't ruin it for him. Don't ruin it for him.
Do you guys not remember? It was our Halloween episode. We played Hot or Not. We talked about Hermione Granger.
You can Granger? You could spoil it for me. That's not...
You really
I'd like to have...
It?
Wait, no.
I mean, I've seen like bits
mind,
and pieces.
I can't say what I was about to say.
What?
Something about Hermione Granger in a manger.
Oh.
Okay.
Because she's God?
Jesus?
Because her last name rhymes with a manger.
Oh, I understand that part.
But I wouldn't want to have sex with Hermione Granger in a manger. That would be weird.
Why would that be weird?
Because he'd have to ask his fiance.
Well, he probably couldn't fit it.
Why?
Why?
That's not how other kettos
are. Are you ready for the next one?
I'm ready.
Huh? Okay. A group of women are staying with a man. The man does not like certain women, and depending on his mood, he can be a very caring person or very violent. The man later acts like an animal with the belief he will become stronger.
Split.
That is correct.
Really?
Yeah!
Damn it.
I thought that one might have been too easy, and I'm scared to do this next one because it better be fucking easy.
Is there a...
There's a plane.
I believe that
it's
is.
It's a fucking grass. They're cutting grass outside.
Thank
we
God.
Have the gain of
Thank God. Perfect timing. Hey, what could go wrong?
Oh, I thought FBI was infiltrating us, man.
FBI. After I said Hermione Granger in a manger.
I guess I'm going to ask him to stop real fast. It's that kid right here.
You know, where like the infantry dudes just kick in all the windows, come through the ceiling.
We have the people who are listening to it in this room.
Yeah,
right
that
now.
Is true.
Hey, if you guys don't like the way this one sounds,
except for one of
get
them.
Over it because you were on it. So
this is the last one.
True.
How weird is it going to be listening to your own voice?
Very.
It wasn't. I listened to that. Rambling nonsense we did in Stranger Things Part 1. Mm-hmm. Second one was a lot better. The first one, I was like, we rambled for 2 hours.
We had never done that kind of structure before. Yeah. We didn't know. Whenever we talked about what we were supposed to do.
Structure.
Well, we did.
There was no structure.
Yeah, you guys well, just, we did. No, we did have a structure. We like
I support your podcast every Thursday and you haven't listened to ours yet.
Well, like, we had a big, long, we had the whiteboard full, and it was like,
okay.
But we didn't.
Like, key points?
But we had sections. We didn't know. We had all the names of all the people too, because they help us with like. There's so many
episode talking. By episode.
Yeah, we okay. Started episode one.
You would know if he's a good friend.
Is he still going?
Too bad the show sucks. Okay.
Next movie question.
I wrote down quite a long one for this one, but I'm only gonna do half. No, I'm only gonna do half of it because you better get it with just this half.
You better get it.
A young man is traveling on the road when he is attacked by a group of native people. The man is saved by a stranger who later takes him to his house and realizes the man's family no longer lives there.
Hmm.
Native Book people. Of Eli.
No.
Joe Dirt?
No.
I that would have been funny.
I thought that was it.
Are these like subplots or is this the main plot?
This Austin part Powers is very gold member.
This isn't the main plot. This is Austin just something Patrick. That happens in the movie.
What?
The Walking Dead, season 2, episode 4.
Yeah, that's what that's it was.
Very
yeah.
specific.
That's what it was.
Very specific.
One more time for me.
Yeah.
A young man that is traveling on a road is attacked by a group of native people. The man is saved by a stranger who takes him to the young man's home and realizes the man's family no longer lives there.
Is this a Disney movie?
Is this, Last Samurai?
No.
Fuck!
Jungle Book.
That's what I was going to say.
No.
You're going to say Jungle Book?
Jungle Book 2.
Give us the other half of the description.
Tarzan.
Ooh.
The stranger then takes him on a road trip and educates the young man on his history.
Road trip.
Why did you think this would be easy?
I thought this was going to be like...
You're like, this is my favorite movie of all time.
Yeah, well, I know it's somebody's favorite movie.
In this room?
Pulp Fiction.
No, not Pulp Fiction, but I know for sure that one of you people in here do extremely like this
Finding
movie.
Nemo.
No.
Native people?
No.
Pocahontas.
Eli's
face.
No.
Was it a yes or no to Disney?
Yes, it is a Disney movie.
Ooh,
Peter it was Pan. Not an original no, Disney yeah. movie. Anastasia. Disney bought the company.
So it's a Marvel or a...
Pixar?
It's a Marvel no. or a Star Wars. Oh, it's fucking Star Wars.
Which one?
Oh, wow, it's Episode a New
four.
Hope.
Episode
yes,
four.
That's correct.
Huh.
Dustin got
a
that
A road
one.
Trip? More like a
I'm the,
space trip.
I hate Star
trip.
Wars, and I fucking knew which one it was.
Yeah, I fucking knew which one it was after Zettler said Star Wars.
Star Wars, yeah. Episode 4.
Okay, this is the last one. Dustin had problems with this one. He still didn't get it, so that's why I kept this one. A group of coworkers are on a road trip in their company-issued vehicle. Their vehicle tire breaks, and they are later killed by a rival company.
I thought about this one all night, and I tried to look it up, and I couldn't figure it
Very
out.
Very sleepless night, right?
I almost said Tommy yes. Boy, but they don't die in Tommy Boy.
That I thought Tommy Boy, too, but then rival company, like, that's, yeah, they don't die. Yeah.
Jeepers Creepers. No.
Mad Max.
No.
So they're in a company
Who's
vehicle.
The rival company in Jeepers Creepers?
I don't know. Maybe there's another serial
Jeeper.
Killer.
Yeah, there's Jeeper and Creeper.
Jeepers Creepers, too. More Creepers. Rival company is what I was stuck on.
So do you know?
No.
You don't?
I still don't know it, no.
You still don't know it?
Mm-hmm. I tried to look it up on Google and I couldn't find it.
Blade.
No.
Blade 2.
Give me the year. You gave me the year.
Yeah, give us a decade.
I believe it's 2014 or 2015 when this movie
so
came
newer.
Out.
Newer, yeah.
Newish.
And he said, didn't you say we saw the theater together?
No, we had watched this at one of the old trailer.
Together.
I know for sure me and Dustin
and
Gridiron Gang.
Okay.
Who's Cayman?
Gridiron Gang.
Hey, you know, speaking of that, I saw Cayman the other day. Completely ghosted me. Saw him in public. So it's just like...
You looked at me.
If he hears this, I mean, if he's willing to listen to 52 episodes of me but won't look at me, I don't think... I really don't think it's going to matter.
It's 51, and...
Oh, it's only 51?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
What do you mean?
Only matter?
Yeah, no, 52 is going to be the... We're going to do something for...
Oh, okay. So I got to leave him for another week?
Yeah. This is the last episode.
Okay.
This is the last one we're recording.
Come here. Give us another hint.
Ever.
Nice questions.
What's the name of the company?
Oh, yeah.
I can't give you a name of a company.
Either one.
It will ruin
give
it?
Away the movie?
Yes, it
Jurassic
will ruin
Park.
It. No.
Hmm. Can you give us the
Jurassic
main character?
They are killed by employees, not animals.
Horror?
Can you give us the main character's first name?
Is it a horror movie?
It is not a horror movie, no.
Action? Comedy?
It is an action movie, yes. Action.
Is it a serious movie?
Yes. It is supposed to be a historically accurate movie.
Say it one more time.
Can you tell us the first name of the main character?
Apocalyptica.
Lincoln.
Is that the only historical movie you know of?
Yeah.
He gets killed from a rival company.
Yeah.
A group of coworkers on a road trip in their company-issued vehicle. Their vehicle tire breaks, and they are later killed on the road by a rival company.
Their company-issued vehicle. Why say that? That's what I'm so confused about.
Because it's probably not a car.
So a bus?
No.
A train?
No. We said wheel.
Oh, is this... Are you talking like Avatar, the Last Airbender type shit?
Wait,
because when does that giant,
Avatar have
vehicles? They use that giant cow thing as a vehicle.
Yeah, but it doesn't have a wheel.
Appa?
The giant cow thing.
Appa's got broken.
He's a sky bison. I mean, they still fly him around.
Yeah.
He flies around.
Also, he doesn't have a wheel to break.
He's a thing. He's a person. Wait, no, he's not. He's an animal in a cartoon.
Don't get tripped up on wheel. Like
you said wheel.
Like I said earlier, these are purposefully misleading.
On the wheel. That doesn't mean you should lie. Don't get fucked up on the wheel.
It's not a lie, though. They're purposely misleading. It's not a lie.
All right, we'll rephrase it. Rephrase it.
It's a flywheel.
Yes, it is a tank.
Fury.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Rival good job company. On tank.
Fury. I still think Avatar. I've never even fucking seen Fury.
You've never seen Fury? What
no,
the
he's
fuck?
Like, best, I've Fury? Seen the memes. Best job I ever had. John Bernthal was like, best Shia job LaBeouf. I ever had. Shia LaBeouf, good best movie. Job I ever had.
That's a good movie.
It's Brad good, Pitt, Jeff, hey, best hey. Job I ever had.
Name a movie, any movie.
That's a good movie.
Name a movie.
Big Daddy.
That's a good movie.
Big Daddy 2.
I saw a TikTok earlier. It's like a dude going through fake, like, he made fake DVD covers, like, and just had a stack of DVDs, and one was like, Little Daddy. No Daddy.
So it was the name of the movie that Eli just described.
Yeah, Eli was describing.
Yeah.
Instead of Fury, it would be like, kind of angry.
a little upset.
Yeah. Mildly furiated.
Have you seen the dude that has like 40 million copies of 50 First Dates, only it's not Adam Sandler?
Oh my God.
What? Or no, it was Click.
Oh, okay.
There's a Click that's not Adam Sandler? Or Adam Sandler's not the guy who owns it?
No, it was a different dude on the cover of it, but it wasn't Adam Sandler. Did he kind of look like Adam Sandler? No.
Hold on, wait. Is this from your group?
No. No. This was this is TikTok.
Oh.
So they had a misprint on the Click?
Jesus Christ, have we opened all these beers?
Mm-hmm.
There's two more there.
Holy fuck.
I'll cheers.
You guys got to drink them before we're done.
Yeah, they have to
finish them up. We do literally have to finish these up.
I already finished
that's
one.
That's throwing everything that has to do with the podcast away.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm putting it away in a box.
Where are you putting the box?
And then burning the box.
No.
Well, he's going to put the pot in a box and he's going to cast it away.
I feel bad. I feel like I've maybe actually treated you guys like shit. Just understand that with the podcast idea, like, okay. What?
We've already talked about this.
I loved doing the podcast with you two. It's been like fucking fun as hell. Like, it'd be some of the funnest I've ever had in my entire life, especially like when you go back and have clips. It's nice to have that as like because, you know, when you have memories, you usually don't have the actual full discussion. You have a picture or a video, but it's not like, I don't know, in this we were talking to a microphone knowing it was being recorded,
and it's just cool. We remember what was going on. We know what was happening.
Do you think I remember what was going on?
Maybe not.
True, you remember what was going on. I don't. So what we should do...
I don't remember the drunk episodes, but...
Let's, like this one, let's take all of our podcasts, put them on a hard drive, and jettison out to space so that when aliens, when an advanced civilization, we're going to jettison it out.
That way...
That's cheap. You're
that
right.
That way when they pick it up, they listen they to know it, and they're like, fuck this place.
They're like, we gotta go.
And then just fucking swerve.
They may like the chips and wings excitement. That they may like, but they may not like the other things.
I got you right.
That one was funny.
What you guys...
What?
Huh?
What? I gotta go.
All right.
But we love you.
I did want to say...
Mm-hmm.
You're a piece of shit for ending the podcast. Now I have nothing to listen to on Thursdays.
I know. I fucked up. That's what it is.
Listen
I fucked up.
Listen to a Critical Role.
A
bunch of voice actors play D&D. It's funny.
All right. Love you guys. Bye. Thank you. Thank you for everything you did helping us. Like, for real, we appreciate it more than you could ever know.
I was trying to grab your penis, but...
It's kind of hard to find.
Yeah. Oh, stop.
You dig through the pubes and you find there's a little penis in there. But for real, thank you. It was fun.
Thanks, buddy.
One of the true critics of our show.
Thought you were leaving.
Chug,
fucking
chug,
leave. Goddamn.
Chug.
You're driving home.
chug, chug, no. chug, chug.
No, no. No, you don't have to worry about it. I'm going to clean it all up. You don't have to worry about it.
So we got it. Bye.
Bye, buddy.
Love ya.
The first first person to walk out on the show.
No, it's not. We've walked out on this show before.
You're right. Yeah, I guess that's true. I've had to pee before.
We've had to pee many times.
Mm-hmm. I got to pee right now.
How many beers have you had?
Almost two.
How about a third?
They're like jelly beans.
Dude,
or
I got to pee.
Or no, they're like little sour
things.
They're good.
So here's, hey,
they're not that bad.
They're really sad. No, I mean, well, yeah, I mean.
They're like warheads.
Who's going to drive us to go get food?
I got it.
Yeah.
That's why I don't drink.
Huh? Yeah, that's why. That's why you're like, I know I got to be the DD.
But next week we will have a, what are you going to call
it? Don't call it next
clips.
Week.
Clips?
Let it,
no,
it's going to
suck. Okay. It might not be a week. A it'll bit. Be okay, the 52nd episode.
Okay.
Episode. It'll be the 52nd episode.
It's going to be the 52nd episode.
It'll be the 52nd episode, but it might not be a week.
Then for you.
Do you have a Nintendo DS already?
Then for you, if it's not coming out next week, then I promise I will split it with you.
Okay.
If it's not next week, if I don't have to have a time limit a week.
Well, today I went through, because I had them all queued up, ready to go. And today I was like, fuck it. And I cleared them off my queue. But you no, I, I've oh, been writing all of them down. Okay. And then I was also taking a couple notes on like quotes. And like, is this something that was said? And who said
it?
I wanted to do a bona fide and bogus, mainly because I wanted to play the bona fide and bogus theme song. And play a game with it. It didn't happen because I didn't finish the episodes, but...
And it's a lot of work for you to write those things down.
Oh, but yeah. I mean, I have, like, I think I have two that, you know, of course, I probably would have had, you know...
20
or 10 real ones and 10 fake ones.
Oh, yeah, because you had to come up with other stuff.
But out of the two that I had that were real, tell me... between the three of us.
Okay.
Tell me who said, I'd rather be watching Mickey and Minnie 69ing.
It seems... Well,
and, hold on, wait. It's bona fide or bogus. Was that said?
That was definitely said.
That was definitely said.
But I don't know if it was me or Trenton.
I think it was me.
I think it was you.
It was Trenton? It was Trenton.
Yeah.
It is... Really, I need the tone on that, because I could see myself saying it in a pervy way, but I could see Trenton being it in, like, in a serious way.
No, and I can do it in a pervy way.
I definitely thought it was Dustin.
All right. Well, yeah, for you two, since you guys... Okay. Have you seen my phone?
Somebody else...
No, damn it. For Eli. Okay, Eli.
Are we going to get food
out? Is this something that was said on this podcast? There's good magic and bad magic. Good magic, I hate it. Bad magic gets my dick swole.
Dustin.
That for sure
was that's said.
Was it said?
It was
that
said.
That was said. All right,
and who said it?
Dustin.
Dustin. That sounds like something Dustin would say.
Yeah, did I say it?
It was Trenton, and he goes, gets my dick swole. Like, he screamed.
When
was,
did I say that?
So bad.
What was it?
It was the, we were talking about Hot or Not, witches, Halloweening. And he was talking about how good and bad witches, and then you go, you were quoting him, basically. He didn't say it, but then you go, you know, good magic, I hate it. Bad magic gets my dicks, and you here, scream.
Let me try to go for it again. I'll try to recreate it.
Oh God,
this good is a good magic.
There's good magic and bad magic. Good magic, I hate it.
There's bad good magic and bad magic. Good magic, I hate it. Bad magic gets my dick swole.
That's identical. No, that's identical. Oh, like, wow. There's
We should do an acronym remastered. We go through and re-record
everything that we tried to do.
Yeah,
we have to listen to it and try to recreate it exact. That's honestly not that bad of an idea for a podcast.
No, for the next year, you got to go through and re-edit everything and bleep everything that's not PG.
Oh my God!
I'd be nothing but bleeps.
This is a acronym Kai instead of Dragon Ball Kai.
You're like, welcome to the acronym podcast.
Bleep. No, the very first episode, Trent goes, fuck! I'd have to just... It'd be like...
Fuck!
Yeah.
Wait, hey. Guys, I forgot to
tell you. Okay,
I forgot to tell you guys. I did bring one special guest that I didn't tell you about.
Yeah, here we go. Yeah,
Mr. Eric Andre! Yeah! Come on out, Eric.
That bit didn't work the first time, and it certainly didn't work the second time.
You fuck yourself. Ha!
That's how he feels, because
he wanted in.
Finally started locking your doors.
Yep. Full clarification, I think someone tried to break in my house, but you know.
They were just checking to see if it was locked. That's it. They were, and if it wasn't, they were going to let you know, hey, this isn't locked.
No, they were going to lock it and then close the door.
No, open the door, lock it real
quick. He was going to come in and turn some butter and be like, hey, I got to turn some butter for you. You know, if you want to
try this on.
He's going to be churning your butter.
You want to try this on, Cracker?
Listen, all I can think about is Pulp Fiction right now.
What are you thinking about in Pulp Fiction? Something you can't say in the podcast?
No, that's not it. I just am thinking about it. Okay. Whenever she snorts all those, when she dies of an overdose, mm-hmm. and they take her and they're like,
yeah, and he's like,
don't
like,
bring that bitch to my house.
And then crashes. I don't want to.
Something you can't say on the podcast?
No, that is you can't say a lot of that on the podcast.
No, you really can't. Take out that wallet. It's one, which one is it? It's the one that says bad motherfucker. When he's literally fucking Marcellus Wallace like a pig. He's like the dude.
Have you seen Pulp Fiction before, Eli?
Well, yes, I've seen Pulp Fiction before.
I didn't know.
I've seen it. When Bruce Willis, like, the Gimp starts laughing at him and he just punches him in the fucking face and kills him and just knocks him out.
Yeah, because did he have the duct tape to his hands?
He got out. And then
you were trying to not be problematic, but I'm pretty sure what you just called that dude is problematic.
A Gimp?
Yeah.
His name is the Gimp.
Oh.
They were just saying his name.
Are you sure that was his name, or they just referred to him as the Gimp?
The character's name, it like for the movie, is the Gimp.
During the credits. Now, hold on. In the credits, are there any things that they shouldn't say in the credits? You know what I mean? Like,
I see what you're saying. This
thing we can't say, played by this guy. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Do you think there's anything problematic in the credits?
Probably.
One was probably Honey Bunny. Love you, Honey Bunny.
Jordan's just going to start. I bet this one. Beep, 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 beep.
Yeah, probably. There's probably a lot that you shouldn't say. I wonder what his last movie is going to be like.
Yeah, only one more. He said he was going to do Star Trek, right?
Yeah, but I don't think he's going to do that. He's going to do something else, but...
So, Eli, you playing Fortnite with us?
No, fuck Fortnite, man.
Wait, so you're talking about Samuel L. Jackson doing Star Trek, right?
Was it, I don't know, was he supposed to be in there? It would be Quentin Tarantino doing
Quentin
Star Trek.
Last movie.
Samuel L. Jackson be funny, though, man.
It would be pretty funny.
Beat me up, motherfucker.
What was his most recent?
Quentin Tarantino?
Hollywood?
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I can see Samuel Jackson.
He's like,
I haven't seen that one.
He's got a bunch of fucking aliens around trying to like kill him or whatever. Like, he's got a bunch of like ant-like scorpion creatures like trying to get to him. He's like, beam me up, motherfucker.
Do you say, would you say Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is a good movie or is it just okay?
It was okay.
Okay.
It was all right.
Trenton's the final word.
I love Quentin Tarantino. I thought it was just okay.
Trenton has the final word.
What's the guy that plays Kylo Ren? What's his name? I can't.
Adam Driver.
Isn't that the movie that he said some things that people are like, that was too real for him to acting?
No.
That's not that movie. That's a different movie.
Okay. Who's in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
Brad Pitt. Leonardo DiCaprio. Leo.
The two big ones.
Uh-huh. Big boys.
Is Samuel Jackson in it?
I thought of something today when I was going to Walmart. When I was leaving Walmart.
No,
I thought of like...
You weren't stealing from there, were you?
No.
Yeah. What about the lettuce you take off?
I stole some celery stalks, but, you know. I don't think they're going to miss them. Yeah.
All right. Can you believe the shit that... You want me to... I'm going to run through my book here real quick.
Yeah.
Because I've been taking notes since the very beginning. Mm-hmm. I have all of our acronyms that were an acronym of acronym.
Oh, we have the ACRN.
Do you want me to try to read them real quick? Drunkenly?
Hold on one second. And then, like, the very first thing I wrote down was Grit and Tootsin.
Grit and Tootsin.
Trenton does Carl Weezer. We never heard that.
Yep.
Yeah. We have another podcast called A Bunch of Dead Air.
Yeah.
We have another podcast called Newly Repressed Memories.
Yeah.
This is going to be one of them.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah.
We had the Rare Rant, which you never did.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember what it was.
The Rare Rant.
Rant about Rant.
Rant about Rare.
Dustin. I'm a progressive man.
I'm a progressive man.
I will get that tattoo.
Dude, look at episode zero. Look how clean.
Oh, he's like not sloppy.
I'm pretty sure it was his handwriting.
Oh, really?
Trenton's handwriting.
Nice, buddy.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I definitely don't have good handwriting. Fuck that.
We did the slogan game. Dustin won.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, woo.
Woo!
Fortnite, woo! Oh, the Better Call Saul community is going after Critical.
Really? Yeah. Why?
He posted a good review. I'm not. I know it sounds. I know it doesn't make any sense. But they're like, "Fuck him. He likes the show. Fuck him." And everyone's like, well, "They're weird."
Yeah. One of the people. Is it critical fans or is it Better Call Saul?
Did
fans?
You watch that video I sent you today?
No, I was playing Fortnite.
Oh my god, it's so no, he's so fucking. It's like Fortnite. Literally every time he draws like just like little circle. Like characters, like uh-huh. little marshmallow looking fucking characters. Every time Saul's character is on there, every time he cuts to Saul's character, he's in a different suit.
Oh,
it's so fucking funny. Okay.
On our second episode, we did a chip.
Oh, that was the second
God
one.
God damn! I always feel I like was gonna bring that today.
You guys were so
you guys okay that.
With doing the chip.
Yeah,
before you guys. The chip.
Oh no!
Oh, I know what you
I've
mean.
I've done the spicy. Trenton. I'm not doing it.
You guys were so okay with doing the chip before you did the
before
chip.
Before you knew about it.
Now, if I brought the chip, he would.
I would
do it.
No, I'd leave. Fucking slit your throat.
See, this is how we've changed in the podcast. We won't do chips anymore.
We won't even try them. Chips and wings do not excite me.
What about the chocolate challenge? Would you do that one?
What's that?
It's basically the bitterness one.
No, it's spicy.
We did the bitter challenge.
It's spicy. It's like the one chip challenge. It's like you got to eat this bar of chocolate that's like super spicy.
No.
Would you try 100% cacao?
That was rough.
I have no idea what that is.
It's like eating dirt.
That sucks.
It's bitter as fuck.
It's, yeah.
I'm pretty sure I still have it.
It was fun.
What is it? Eating what?
100% cacao.
What is cacao?
Chocolate.
Chocolate. So, like, okay, the more bitter you go,
not,
like, what is it, 60 to 70% is, like...
Normal chocolate, like Hershey's dark chocolate. Is, like, 40% chocolate. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, milk chocolate is, like, 40%.
It's straight up, like, bark. Like outside wood bark.
It tastes like dirt.
What is it?
This is like, unrefined, is unsweetened.
Or? No, it's a bar.
It's essentially, honestly, though, it kind of is. It's like a hardened bar of,
dirt.
Dirt.
We also did the astronaut ice cream.
Oh yeah, we did. I've never got to have that until that day.
We did the bona fide or bogus with a buck teeth shovel that we.
Yeah, had. I know. God I had that damn it,
that
TikTok.
Was so fucking funny. I can't believe I actually thought of that.
We did the fluffer nutter.
That's funny. That was early too, right?
I guess you got earlier. That was number five. We named that Kevin.
I don't remember that.
We what?
Name that Kevin.
Like Kevin Malone?
I'm
trying to think of the bit.
I don't know what.
I don't know.
It's National Kevin
Spacey.
Day.
Oh, National we probably did. I think we did. Like Kevin Malone, Kevin Spacey.
Well, there was a chocolate bar. Kevin Bacon, like, Costner, Hart, Smith, James Malone, Nealon.
Yeah, we were probably like, who dropped a pot it's of chili and then who diddled a bunch of kids?
We had the M&M quiz.
All those Michael Rosens, dude. Just... Nice.
I didn't like that very much. I went. Well, no, I didn't like that very much.
I had to reach the top. I had to reach to get to the cherry on top.
We had the witch game. We had
maybe October, right? Around
more
October.
Locations game. No idea. Oh, the food places had more locations.
Oh, I think I do remember that. We were doing food stuff before we were food podcast.
Is this older than Dustin?
Do you want to help me make a video called Michael Rosen Describes the Acronym Podcast?
Yes, that would be pretty funny.
Nice.
Ooh, we did the metal day. Like I played the metal song.
Harrison wanted to come on and do that. That's what he was. He said, like, I want to do that. I'm like, I know, man, but.
What do you want to do?
One lasagna, two lasagnas.
Remember how we did the metal lyrics? I guess it was lyrics, right?
Mm-hmm.
Real or, but he wanted to come back and do it again. I wanted to, but we didn't get there in time.
We had the Dustin apology.
The Dustin apology?
Yeah, it says were on here, Dustin apology.
Yeah, you. We wrote an apology for you about something that you did.
Oh, about the Master Chief collection, right?
I don't know. I really don't.
No, you had done something and we apologized on your behalf.
I thought, oh, I don't
know. We're being dickheads.
It's amazing that was, well, I guess technically less than a year ago, but it feels like it was so long ago.
We had the Toys for Twats around Christmas.
You know, that's our least listened to episode is the one after Christmas because nobody knew. The Christmas special came out. And nobody knew.
No one listened to
that. No one knew it. It was there. Mm. You know what I say to that? That's bad marketing on our part.
What do you want me to come out with a multi-million-dollar budget? Fucking
actually, yeah,
IMAX if I could, yeah. theater size like ad. Just ooh, be like,
we had
AMC theaters,
Cinedime,
a new paradigm in cinema.
All of these right here, Valen Fries Day.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Hey, that was a good idea that we
poorly executed.
Poorly?
I felt like absolute trash.
Yeah, that was bad. But we did have Shake Shack, and that was good.
And then it was all right.
I like Shake Shack. I thought it was good.
Hey, are you hot? Dude, this is how it is all the time.
Samson looks like he's about to piss. What am I doing? Reading off all these?
I don't care.
All right, do whatever you want.
You can go piss. You can go take a piss. Don't worry about it.
This is all of the...
You're going to want to stay out there. Trust me.
That is the hard part when you go out and you come back in.
Half of a year of acronyms.
We're going to go in order. We're going in order?
Yep. We got a number one, a cool room of nice young men.
That we came with that on the spot, right?
That would...
Yeah, definitely. Most definitely.
And each one of these gets better than the last one, because we only improve.
Another cold ramen outside.
Nana's yeast menu.
And he said east. And thought that that was why. Thought that it was okay.
I fucked up.
This is a good one. Apocalypse Chips rages on nuking your mouth.
Which it sucks that we did that in response to it.
That was the following episode, yeah.
I kind of like average Caucasians ruminate over not yet mattering.
He says he likes it. That's his.
Yeah, I know.
You're right. Accidentally caught Reggie obediently nibbling yummy mailmen.
You can tell which one's which. Yeah. I mean, it goes around.
All customers review only negative yippee moments.
Because we did one of your steamy reviews on that. The one before.
Oh, yeah. Aggressive clowns ruined orgasm night yesterday, man. That was Kayla's. Awesome.
Oh, also on the first one you did. What was the first one you did? Let me see real quick.
The first acronym?
Yeah.
I mean, the first one you did.
Yeah. I did average Caucasians ruminate over not yet mattering.
It was that one or I carumba.
Yeah, I've got that. I've got this one. I carumba Romney.
Romney.
Obama, not yet, man.
Yeah.
Let's see. All customers review only. Yeah, no, I already said that. A creepy room of nasty yellow monsters.
Yeah, we did the acronym mansion. You brought us in and hosted us.
Awesome. The acronym mansion, man. So we went to our realtor and he said, "You guys cannot afford this."
He goes, "I talked to your lawyer." He goes, "No, I'm not working with you."
No. A cop relies on narcs, you maggot. That was you.
That was me. I'm proud of that.
I think we did good on all our acronyms, other than the one I fucked up. But
a courtroom of naughty Yakuza miscreants.
Hmm.
A Karen riots obnoxiously, nags your manager.
Who's that?
That might have been Dustin. I think that was me.
A cornucopia ruined our nice, yummy meal.
That was mine. Because it was Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Apatow criticizes Rudd's ostentatious year-long movie.
Still pretty good.
A crazy, random, obscure, negative yelling match.
That was yours.
That was me.
Oh, mm-hmm. I am skipping. Assets, clients, that, research, that organizations, network, yielding, micro.
That was hard. Even though I did come up with one I never got to use, it was Chris Redfield, something about it.
Resident Evil.
Yeah, it was, because that was after we went and saw Welcome to Raccoon City.
Anti-Christian reindeer obliterated Nana. Yeah, motherfuckers.
I think that was him.
Probably. He was usually dirty.
a crappy resolution of New Year's memories.
That one, I think, was me. I think that was, yeah.
Anyone care, really? Our nightly yak moments. Because Zettler was like...
Anyone care, really?
He's like, oh, I'm so sad we don't talk in Discord.
Our nightly yakking moments.
No, that was where we're like, oh, guys, this is starting to get hard to, like, acronym. Like,
no, it was stupid.
That was getting harder and harder. Because we were trying to not use the same words. And it was fucking borderline impossible.
Arrogant Christian rapper Omar Nincompoop yells melodiously.
That's you, right?
100%.
Yeah.
Anyone can resist overly needy young moms.
That was me.
Also known as MILFs.
MILFs,
A casual romance of naughty young men.
This was an accident thing.
Wait, what?
Yours was a casual romance of naughty young men.
February? Probably?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
I think that was for Valentine's Day.
I did find a new subreddit. Called r/Missouri MILFs. So if you guys want to get on there.
That's probably disgusting.
It,
He goes, huh?
Do I stutter? r/Missouri MILF
How many people are in that subreddit? I want you to get on your phone and tell me how many people are in that subreddit
in
right now.
I was already in there. Sorry.
Founded
that subreddit.
You never went to r/Minnesota MILFs
All right.
What the hell?
Okay, there's a pussy there. I understand. But like,
what?
Well, I can't show you. Okay.
There's a
there, you see how many members are there? Samson leans over. Anyway, Trent, how many do you think are in there?
I got to see some MILFs.
I mean, all right. You know, there's, it's just a pussy. That's all you see.
Okay, anyway, how many people do you think are in this subreddit?
2,000
Zeller?
All of Missouri, huh? You don't have to be in Missouri.
You don't have to be in Missouri.
That was your answer. All of Missouri.
We'll say...
Our grandmas? 14. They're in it.
Huh?
14.
14 people?
Okay.
40K? Samson?
45,000
Damn.
I already seen.
Oh, you already saw?
You
Zeller won 13,000
Are you fucking kidding? How many fucking people in Missouri are like, man, I want MILFs specifically from Missouri?
I mean, it's not a bad subreddit if you like nudes, but...
You don't like MILFs from, like, Minnesota?
That's still not as bad as Michigan? Trashy Boners.
No, God, that
We've
was bad.
Avoided saying that the entire podcast.
No, we have not.
He said it one time, and I immediately stopped him, and then we moved on, because I listened to it just the other day.
Remember we had it on the computer before the episode, and then your wife walked in, and it was like a guy getting railed right there, and she opens the curtain and then immediately turns around and walks out. I'm like...
She goes, well...
I mean, it was like on the screen in here, just wop, 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 and I'm like, now, I know this may look bad, but this is for research.
Yeah, we're all disgusting.
Uh-huh.
Always cuckold Randy Orton. Never you, man.
That was you. That was you. You acted that one out. You were like screaming,
always cuckold Randy Orton. Never you, man.
Oh, so why? This
that
was...
Sounds like that sounds like Randy Savage.
Macho Man.
No, yeah, it was
He was Macho playing Man. Randy Savage talking to Randy
It was
Orton.
Nacho Man Randy Savage.
Oh, we should do that for the podcast.
Oh my God! A crab rangoon ordered nobody's yummy meal,
which is not true.
Yeah, I was gonna say that is completely false.
And this is when it started getting like this is when we started getting meta with them. Acronyms can really oppress nice young men.
Aww.
I think I did that one.
Yeah, I think you did too. And then I followed with awesome cream pie riding on nutting young men.
Oh my God.
Actions, consequences, regrets, outcomes, negativity, yawns, madness.
That was the last one.
That was Dustin.
Oh, yes.
Yep. And you were talking about the podcast so far. Actions, regrets.
Regrets. Actions, regrets.
Oh, my God.
It's about that time again.
Well, I thought.
You guys have anything else?
I think we should give some thank yous.
You got any one-liners?
Yeah, for real.
One-liners?
Like any last one-liners?
I was going to come over here.
You could have stopped it. I was going to come.
I was going to come. I was going to come.
I was ready for it.
I was going to come.
Where?
We needed the trombone. The wow.
No, I was going to come over here one day whenever you weren't home, but Ashley was, and I was going to be like, hey, I'm going to record something. I was going to record thank yous and stuff.
Mm-hmm. You should have.
I'm lazy, though.
Well, that's why I was working on a lot, and I never got it done, because...
You're like, fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it.
So, who do you want to thank?
Who do you want to thank?
Well, I appreciate the people in the room.
Uh-huh. Eli and Samson. And Waylon's dad, yeah.
Waylon's dad. And our engineer.
Mm-hmm. Our wives for...
putting together our stupid
definitely
bullshit.
The significant others.
Yeah, for one thing, listening to it, you know, like... I can understand, like, how fucking stupid that would be.
It was probably pretty dumb.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably like, I think I want to get a divorce.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
Yeah.
And that was before the podcast.
Yeah, I heard Kayla. that was better than what I was going to say. I was going to say, I heard Kayla say that she wanted a divorce and they weren't even married yet.
Yeah. We need a shout out to Ryan Griggs, Ass Man. That's not his real name. Ass Man.
Has Ass Man still been listening?
I believe so. He sent me something not that long ago. I mean, I don't know if he's like...
Dude, what a fucking trooper.
He was genuinely... He liked us. He was a very good guy. Ass Man, if you listen to this, hit me up anytime.
You know who you are. Yeah, man.
Ass Man, I'll give you my personal Facebook. Friend me, man. Like,
he'll send you his social security number if you want it.
Ass Man, he's a good guy. Like, he's real a good guy. Ass Man, if you hear this, much love. I'm trying to think of who else we need to think. I had a list going, but I lost the list in the phone transfer.
All the people who didn't sponsor us.
Yeah.
All the people who didn't sponsor us.
Because we appreciate
El Monterey.
It made it a lot easier.
Heaps, no, wait, Heaps would have sponsored us, but yeah, somebody fucked it up.
No, I appreciate all the people who didn't, because they made it a lot easier to stop.
Yeah, true. No, if we were making money, it would have been a lot different, huh? I feel like...
Would it?
Yeah, it would have been.
Yeah, well,
okay. Yeah, it would have been.
Yeah. Well, yeah, could you imagine if we were like, oh, I hated doing this, but here's $55 in my pocket
here's
right now.
Here's $55? Who's sponsoring us? Hubba Bubba?
I bet they would pay more than that, too.
I don't know.
Zebra Stripes, man.
Zebra Stripes, yeah. Zebra Stripes. What's Orbit?
We get paid in gum wrappers.
Oh, yeah.
Just gum. Man, I'm gonna gum.
Gum?
I guess my parents, they listen. Thank you. That was really nice of you guys.
Remember in like one of the first episodes how you called all your mom's friends stupid?
Yeah. I don't know which one it was, though.
I think it was like one or two.
Yeah, but I don't know. I can't remember who I was talking about.
You just went, because my mom listened to this and all of her stupid friends are going to, and I go, why are her friends stupid? And I threw it back on you just to make you look like an asshole. And I then can't. You go, well, you said it, and you immediately threw it on me. And I was like, I didn't say that.
I do remember, but also I don't. Like, it's not that clear in my brain.
It's a newly repressed memory.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Soon to be like this podcast for everybody.
Yeah, Midwest Tangent. But we did it. Like, that's why it's like, okay, we can be shitty and be like, I'd be down in the dumps about it. But it's like, we actually did it. We were quote unquote successful. Like, people listened, and that was pretty cool. People all over the world. We had like, whenever it'd be our grid of who all was listening, it was like countries listening to it. It wasn't just fucking people in Missouri.
I feel bad for whoever across the country, like across the pond is just like, this is fucking stupid.
That's why they listen, just for your accents.
Yeah, because they wanted to know what it's like for a...
They listened so you wouldn't fucking... They listened so you wouldn't drink beer.
Oh my God, I kind of was horny. Now I might be bricked up because of that one, man.
He finally did it.
Yeah. It really did. It was kind of sexual. Like, I kind of got chills doing it.
Yeah. Thank you guys. Whoever, like, sat down, found this podcast, and was like, oh, you guys are funny.
Yeah.
Thank you for feeling that way. And we do apologize because we probably killed a lot of your brain cells, whatever ones are remaining.
I mean, I know we're talking about like moods and stuff, but it's like harder than what people realize to like get in a room every single week and just be like, hey, be in a good mood and be funny, because you go through so much shit throughout your week, especially, I mean, all of us had a lot of shit go down in a year, and you get in here and you have to like...
Trent bought a house.
He moved.
I had a kid.
Mm-hmm. What else happened in your life?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing else happened.
But anyway, he doesn't want to say too much. But
nothing else happened.
It's hard. It's harder than what people think. And then like, I talked about this with both of them last week. But it's like Samson and Eli. You guys listen to the podcast, and you guys get to know us more than we get to know you. It got like. It's hard.
You know
Trenton when so much more than he knows you because like, you've been listening to him as a friend, and then you've seen him public.
True. I've known Sam. I've known him a very long time. Okay, I've seen his cock.
But he keeps listening to you every single week, and it's like
he shrugs.
I look
can confirm.
Can confirm.
Shrugs.
Kill confirmed.
But you know what I'm saying. Like people are listening to you.
Confirmed. No cock confirmed.
And they're not like getting your other side of it. So it's very interesting. And it kind of put in a weird situation with our friend group where it's like everyone listened to us and then we didn't get to talk to them back as much as they were hearing us. I don't know. It was a little difficult time.
But it's still cool. It's still cool that we got to do it. And again, this might not, like, it may not be the end.
No.
Like, we might come to it eventually.
52 episodes? Well, okay,
51 episodes.
A highlight
episode.
And we will
have a highlight.
A
Christmas special.
A Christmas special and episode zero.
Technically, you guys got your fucking money's worth and you didn't even fucking pay us.
Yeah, for real.
And a whole year.
No, I mean, I'm exaggerating and say literally never again. It's like, no, if anybody has a new idea, it may be acronym, but it will not be a food one, and it's not going to be, let's just get in a room and talk.
No, Samson asks you as soon as you're done, he's like, you want to do this? And you're like, okay.
No, it's acronym associates at that point.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
Acronym and go.
Yeah.
If anybody has an idea, like, talk to me, you know? I'm willing to, like, it just won't be weekly. Bi-weekly.
So twice a week?
Yeah. In fact, every
You'll
day.
You'll only do daily. It if it's twice a week. No, I do think. If things were different, it would
it could work.
Yeah.
No, I think that what made it in is we didn't ever take a break. We were, you know, had a lot going on. We just needed, if only we could have just, but it's hard with the podcast because you make the commitment. We said it's a weekly show, but really it doesn't matter. I don't know. It's hard. Just like Trent's dick.
No, just like the dick I drew on my leg. I draw a lot of dicks on this podcast. I don't think you guys know.
Yeah, they remember the double-ended dick?
Yeah, I do. It was veiny.
Just like a Snickers bar.
Veiny like Cheney.
I heard Snickers is in a lawsuit now because of that.
Because of the
wait, who are you representing in it?
The vein.
Yep. Yeah, the vein.
He got a letter in the mail that says, I'm the vein.
I'm the vein. I'm the vein. I'm the vein.
But hey, the good news is, hey, Zeller, you'll be happy and Samson, you'll be happy too. We're going back to playing video games, baby. This took up my, like, video games time.
I thought your New Year's resolution was no more multiplayer games.
Well, that was because I did the podcast.
If you haven't been able to tell, he doesn't commit to
anything. That is very true. No, Ashley told me the only things I've ever committed to my life is her and sweet chili Doritos.
Banjo-Kazooie.
Banjo-Kazooie, yeah. That is true.
Kim Wexler.
But she's been later in life, so it's not as fair. You know, I mean...
Trent, stop. So with your kinks that you have, like, your lawyer...
I know.
Your lawyer kinks and, like, your witch kinks that you like?
Uh-huh.
Wait,
what are your thoughts on a...
No, he
loves lawyers.
He's like,
if the lawyer.
What do you think of the She-Hulk movie?
I haven't watched it, but he hates Firefly.
Dustin's like, if you say in a sexy voice, I'm holding you in contempt. It's fucking six to midnight.
No, it's not, because it can't be in a sexy voice. I want her to be... She has to respect
like
the law.
She can't be horny about it. She has
That's fucking stupid.
Has authority like a lawyer.
Mm-hmm. And smokes cigarettes.
So
the whole, like, Johnny Depp case, like, with his lawyer, you were just bricked up the entire time.
Yeah.
But as we've discussed before, he does not like firemen or women.
No.
Objection, hearsay.
but you're the one who said it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Never mind.
Oh, yeah.
What a way to end the podcast.
Something
with
that happened 3 months ago. What's something that happened, like, really recently? I mean, fuck, we got to, like...
What happened to Orlando Bloom?
Recently?
Elijah Wood's going to be in season 2 of Yellow Jackets. So it means something, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah. You would like it. It's about these girls who...
That's all you had to stop. That's all you had to say. These girls.
Watch Yellow Jackets. Watch Better Call Saul. Watch Dragon Ball. Hey, Dragon Ball beat all the other movies this weekend at the box office. I'm talking even Idris Elba in his own starring lead beat him at the movies. What does that have to say? What do you have to say to that, Trent?
Nothing.
What movie was that?
The Beast movie. Have you seen that?
I guess not.
Well, I obviously haven't seen it because nobody did, but it's like where he's out in the...
Got the fucking... There's like... It's like the Lion King, but really fucked up.
I mean, it keeps like... It's no, like breaking
what,
to his
what
car.
We said before is it's like The Gray, you know, with Liam Neeson, but...
With the lion.
In Africa.
But he's not trying to survive out in there. I don't know why. I guess he's just got to kill lions.
He's trying to survive. There's some fucked up, like, big ass fucking lion that's like...
No, I think it's a normal lion. I think he's like, mean.
These aren't normal.
I think they are normal.
Like the Ghost in the Darkness kind of lions? Yeah.
No, it's just like... It's got like a... he literally... Like it's literally Scar from The Lion King trying to fucking kill him and his daughters. And he's like on like a guided tour with somebody... in the African wilderness, and
that guy dies.
Yeah, the dude fucking dies, and they're like teetering over a goddamn cliff, and they like
there's an wildebeest running underneath them,
and the lion's gonna die in the end because they're not gonna kill. I guarantee you, they're not gonna kill two girls and Idris Elba.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen Lord of the Rings?
Help they kill all of them.
Have you seen Lord of the Rings?
Well, yes, I've seen Lord of the Rings.
It's absolutely nothing like that.
Oh, okay.
So just don't.
Do you remember?
Have you ever seen Sandman? Not even close.
You like Star Wars, right?
Series.
No.
You don't?
No.
Well, you'll love this movie.
Okay.
Hey, we like Prey over here. Big fans of Prey.
Wait, the game like, Prey? Prey 1? Prey 2? Prey Tell.
You played Prey, motherfucker.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you did.
You played Prey, motherfucker.
Didn't you play it at your house as a kid? And we
What? No.
You got the force powers, right? and Prey?
Oh, never mind. Not Prey.
I was going to say, we have not played that game. At least I haven't.
Fear, I think, was that game we played. Fear, yeah. Four-letter word. That's Prey.
Yeah.
Four-letter words, man. Fuck.
Well, it's been fun. I think we're going to go have dinner together.
Am I doing this? Am I hitting it for the last time?
You're hitting it for...
No, for the last time so far.
Yeah. Right. This is the last time for now.
So, I don't think we should say anything. I don't think we should say anything. I'm going to mute the mics after we start the...
Or do you want to play...
So,
Amazing Grace.
No, I wanted to get funeral music, and as soon as he... I wasn't going to say anything in the intro, and then immediately start playing and go, all right, guys, it's the last episode.
Here, just start playing that. I'll do the Amazing Grace. That's not even close.
No, play that, and then you have to sing with that.
Amazing Grace.
All right, so if you guys want to say goodbye, do it now.
Goodbye.
You don't want to give a last...
I don't know, it's hard because it feels like we're going to do it next week, but we're not.
We're going to give it a last hoorah!
Or how's he going?
Oh, yeah, how's he going?
Give him one last...
What is up? That's how I used to do it, but I stole it from Tim Kalpakis, and then I started to do... I made my own. How's he going?
All right, well...
This is it.
Thank you,
guys. Do you two have anything to say? You're like, thank fucking God.
I still need someone to represent.
I got you, buddy. I have some legal issues. I need you to.
Yeah, he might have done something you shouldn't have. No, I'm gonna stop right there. Okay, we're done. Yeah. No, we're done. We're done.
We're hitting the mic right before Trent says something that gets him canceled.
All right, thank you for listening.
Yeah, you fuck.
All right, thank you for listening.
Thank you guys so much.
Maybe next time.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe we'll see you. Maybe but no, hear yeah, us.
Good vibes. We did it. You know, we did it. Thank you two for actually putting up with it. You know, we
it
could be a lot worse.
Yeah, I've been posting those YouTube videos.
Yeah, I know we've been bad. And, we're not good at it.
All right,
we have life going on. Mm-hmm. We actually have literal life going on.
Well, we love you. How's it going? And well, see you next time.
Sayonara, Wild Hearts.
All right, it's over.
Watch Better Call Saul.